Public testimony is being taken today and tomorrow on Governor Parnell's plan to reduce oil production taxes. For weeks, two House committees have been hearing about the bill from administration officials, the oil industry, and the business community. But tonight is the first opportunity for the public to speak. The House Finance Committee teleconference runs until 8 p.m. Another teleconference for public testimony is scheduled tomorrow from 3 to 8. Parnell's House Bill 110 reduces the amount of taxes oil companies would pay in the hope it would spur more investment in Alaska. While oil company representatives support the plan, they've given no assurances their companies would invest more in Alaska in exchange for lower production taxes. Meanwhile, Governor Parnell again chastised the Senate for not doing anything on the legislation. It's been heard in Senate resources, but Parnell says it's not moving fast enough.
We cannot let legislators do nothing. In fact, it's time to do something, and I'm asking the Senate to move the bill and get moving on creating more jobs and more production in this economy.
Even if oil companies promised more investment, it would be years before any new oil reached the pipeline. Parnell had the same complaint about the Senate last month and got the same response from Senate leaders.
I don't see the votes and the resource committee to move the governor's bill out at this time. I don't even know if I see the votes on the House to move the bill out.
Senate President Gary Stevens has been sitting through Senate resource hearings on Parnell's legislation and says the committee will set it aside in favor of a bill sponsored by Senator Tom Wagner. Senate Bill 85 does not change the oil tax regime.
All my bill does is incentivize additional production and additional drilling to get more oil into the pipeline from some sources such as heavy oil, shale oil, tight sand plays, and other things that could be developed on the North Slope. It doesn't change the tax structure at all.
While some legislators believe Wagner's bill could jumpstart production again, Stevens says there's no guarantee any oil tax bills will pass this session. Under Parnell's legislation, the state would forego an estimated $2 billion a year in oil tax revenue based on current prices. Stevens says we just can't give away the farm.